This is Passport to Texas. Wildlife biologist Sean Gray stays busy most days in his role as Parks and Wildlife pronghorn and mule deer program leader in the Trans-Pecos.
I get to oversee all of the management and research for the two species for Texas Parks and Wildlife.
This includes orchestrating the restoration of these species to their native range. Last year, Parks and Wildlife successfully relocated 109 pronghorn.
Our surplus populations are located in the northwest and northeast panhandle. We take animals from healthy populations there to boost our local populations in the Trans-Pecos that have, in recent years, have seen a historic decline.
Texas Parks and Wildlife worked with partners to redistribute the animals.
Translocation has been one of the management tools that we've been able to do to help those populations rebound. There's a whole suite of things that we do to improve populations, and of course we always need help from Mother Nature to make all those things work for us.
Drought was a leading factor in the pronghorn's decline in the Trans-Pecos, but Gray says the reasons are more complex than that alone. After trapping the animals, each received a health checkup. Some were fitted with radio collars.
Through time and our management practices, the populations have been responding well.
The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series and funds pronghorn restoration in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.